Blog Talk Radio.
Hello. Hello. This is Linda Lawson, and I'm running a test show a little bit just to get my radio wings back on. It's been a little bit since I've been on, and I'm glad to be back, especially now when the times are so crazy on the planet, and perhaps we have thought in every time period that they were crazy, but we don't have any argument, I bet, from anyone now about all the disharmony that exists on the planet. Mainly, I believe, because we've been following a paradigm that says you're right and I'm wrong. There has to be a winner and there has to be a loser, and obviously we've gotten to the place where that no longer works. So we're pulling out the tools that ancient ones have used forever to move the planet along and move tribes along, move themselves along, move the people along, all the beautiful animals and plants and Deva kingdom and souls, all of the beings that inhabit the planet with us that we rarely give credence to or acknowledgement to. We are going to set an intention and to fulfill once a week planetary healing and harmony meditation. It will be guided, so I will be speaking it. I hope to have some background music, but you don't really need it. You can have your own where you are. You will be joining me from your private space. There will be 10 minutes before the meditation actually starts in which we can share what it is that's on your mind, on your heart, that you specifically would like to work with. And you can be sure that just as certainly as you are calling in with your specific instance, there are many who will listen or who are listening now who haven't called in, but who have the same thing that they're working with. So this is always wonderful. I'm testing for sound, you know, seeing what things work and what doesn't. So that's what's going on. I always did like having people on my show as well. So, you know, I hope to come back with more force and vigor than ever. So, yeah. So while I'm on, as long as I have something that I can talk about, I do have a course starting soon here. Well, actually, they both have started. One started at the local college, at Clatsop College. So if you're in the area on the coast, you want to drop in, hurry up and go register by Wednesday. Bring in your little receipt with you, and I can add you to the class. It's called Basic Energy Hygiene, and it's another arm of clearing and healing. It's more you healing yourself, specific to yourself, really, keeping your own energy system clear so that what you send out and receive is unconditional love or above. Yes, that is a tall order, but it is one that we're up for. It is one that we're capable of reaching. So, you know, you're never given anything that you can't do. It's not within your reach or within your grasp. So if it's within your reach, it's probably too easy. So, you know, being within your grasp Wow, fabulous. So I'm going to start out with some affirmations today, just to continue on. I know that looking at the news, which, you know, I do check why, I don't know. It's kind of backwards to check the news and then decide, you know, what you're going to do. You really want to clear first. Well, I guess you could check the news, and then if you have a reaction, then you say one side, there's two sides. One side is bombing the other side, and you don't agree with their philosophy. You think that they're too aggressive. Well, whatever your feeling is about it, that's what you would want to clear in yourself. And as energy goes, we're all connected. You know, imagine the power of that. If everyone who felt, shoot, yeah, I know I'm too aggressive, and they did that. They decided, okay, well, I'm going to sit and be quiet. Every time that feeling of aggression comes up, instead of like going through with it and punching the person out or cussing them out or getting really mad and stomping away or really, you know, just so mad that I cry because I can't do anything about it, I'm going to stop and take a breath. I'm just going to step away from it. And I'm going to realize this is something that's come up for me to look at. It's a good thing, whatever it was that made me mad. Yay. I know that's not the typical response, but let's do it. Yay. Feel that. Because it's here. It's right in front of me now. Wherever I stuck that energy of anger, I would like to feel it in my body. And the little angels that help you all throughout your body, all your organs and everything to function correctly, are going, whew, great, good. Breathe it out, breathe it out. In, out, continuous breathing, in, out without pause, in, out without pause. Let's do that for just 10 times. Just and while you're finishing that round, I'm going to read some affirmations. I am centered within my expanded heart space. I am present, conscious, and aware of the now moment. I feel within my heart the balanced expression of love, wisdom, and power. Take life in, transform it into love, and radiate love out. I am all I am, here now as love. From this point of the God within, I go forth and be love. I am attuned to deeper levels of acceptance, love, truth, and excitement. Yep, so you see, there's plenty of space for just getting yourself, you know, moving forward instead of just being stuck with feelings that are there. There's plenty of space and opportunity for you to just let go. Let go. Yeah, and feel. So, I'm glad that you were here with me today. If you were, I really wasn't doing it for an audience. I just am testing to see what works. How high do I have to speak, and how high do I have to have the mics? I'm going to try this a little bit higher right now just to see if that is a better fit. And we'll go from there. I might need to have a little mic that actually comes in front of my mouth, because I didn't. And then we'll be ready for our call. Okay, so if you were with me here as I was doing some exploring, I do definitely appreciate it. And if you weren't, well then, you've missed something. All right? Okay, so thank you. And I'm going to end the episode now and see what I have done.